And welcome here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night until 10 o'clock on the West Coast and 1 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment presentation that knows what it's talking about, knows what it's going on and on about, knows what it's babbling about, knows what it's joking about. In other words, we know what the point is, and you will never hear us say the N-word without having a really good, socially redeeming, I'm kidding. We're never going to use the N-word, regardless of whether it's a socially redeeming or satirically valid reason, because that's how good we are. I'm joined here by Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, as well as Robert Leonard, and we take apart the world and we put it back together again here on our show nightly. Sometimes we take the world apart and we don't put it back together again. Sometimes the world takes us apart. And man, when they do that, they do not put it back together again. We're going to be talking here this evening about Syria. We do have on the line Jack Armstrong, who is a longtime contributor of our show. We did have Jack on the program very briefly last week, and I'm always grateful to have him on because he's a noted blogger, has appeared as a blogger on the Huffington Post, and has also been featured in a variety of different news sites, websites, and periodicals for print. Jack Armstrong joining us from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Jack, how are you?
Hey, Phil, good. Thank you.
And let's talk about the proposed U.S. military action against Syria. It's on the tips of everybody's tongues, on the tips of everyone's lips. And, of course, there's a great hubbub and furor against the president taking any action at all because America, they tell me, and they don't need to tell me these things. I can see what's happening before my very eyes. They tell me that America...
Hold on. You're still giving your monologue if you want, because I wanted to go and get a shower in to take a bath. I'm sorry. We're on the air, right?
He wanted to know if he could go and get a shower in.
No, we're on the air. Why are you asking, do you want to get a shower in?
It sounds like you're still doing your monologue.
You haven't asked him a question.
Yeah.
I am asking you a question, Jack. Have the patience to let me ask you a question.
All right, but you're going on and on and on.
We have guests on our program that are very rude, and they don't wait for me to finish my question.
Phil, I don't mean to be rude. I apologize if I was being rude to you. The question was going on and on.
You did see how it's going on and on.
Okay. I'll ask questions that could go on for a half an hour, and I don't want anyone to say anything about it, Jack. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude, but that was very rude of you. It was extremely rude of you, Margaret, to back him up.
I'm just trying to move. I'm not trying to be rude at all, Phil.
So they're always trying to do, you know.
I'm not asking you anything.
Phil, I didn't mean to cause an argument. I'm very, very sorry. You're right, that was rude of me. You're very, very right.
I'm asking a question, and it may be going on a little bit longer because it's a setup to other questions.
I understand, Phil. Please forgive me.
Well, don't pout.
Would you give me a break with the running commentary, please?
Just ask you not to pout. If you start getting all...
Hey, Bud, shut up. Just shut it up, you know?
Yep.
And you too.
Phil, you know, I feel this is my fault. That was extremely rude of me.
You know, I will tell you something. I don't think I've ever heard a guy start his radio show asking a guest a question and the guest saying, can I go catch a shower while you still do your monologue?
I understand. You know, it sounded like maybe you were still to do your monologue.
Did I not say how you doing tonight?
Yes, you did. I thought you were saying, how are you doing tonight? I'll get back to you. When I get back to you, I'm...
And you've done a lot of radio interviews.
Bill, can I just say one thing? You're ruining the show by just move past this.
If I hear anybody...
Did Mr. Hall's going to call?
And if Mr. Hall calls...
Let's chalk this one up to Jack Armstrong. This is on Jack Armstrong, okay? This is on Jack Armstrong.
Hold on, Jack. If David Hall calls... He is not to be put on the air. That is an absolute ironclad order. That's an order from me to you.
Yes, sir.
Put this one on Jack Armstrong, if you wouldn't mind, Phil. It was extremely wrong of me to even begin to ask a question.
David.
What did I just tell you, man? Not to put him on the air.
Don't blame him. I'm listening to you in the car. And you're all of a sudden the show, an interview that I wanted to hear.
Hold on for a minute. What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Well, you came on with don't blame him.
You know what? You'll never get another job in this.
Okay, thank you for cutting him off, bud. That saved your job.
Thank you.
Let's see. Anybody else want to save their job?
I'd like to save my job.
You shut up. How would you like to save your job?
Yeah.
You shut up. So Bud cut off David. The two of you shut up. Great.
I don't want to be told to shut up on the air. Can you do that off the air, please?
All right. When we go to a break, I'll tell you to shut your hole.
That's fine.
Now, Jack, getting back to the question that I was originally going to ask, and because I'm feeling really hurt and petty, I may ask the question for about 3 minutes. It might be a 3-minute question. And you did that. You caused that. Are you aware of that?
I am, Phil. And again, I want everybody out there to know that if Phil comes across as childish or petty, a lot of it is on me.
Don't describe me. Don't describe what I did wrong. You're the guy that said, hey, are you still in your monologue? Because I'm going to go catch a shower. Oh, man.
Well, I can tell you, I just got off an aircraft, was on an aircraft, and I flew in the aircraft from Washington, D.C., had to take another aircraft to fly home to Minneapolis, and I feel, as the kids like to say, I feel grody and greasy. I feel like I got just grease. I got to tell you something, and this is one of those situations where it's almost like I have to tell you so you know how important it is for me to catch a shower, but you know how it is. Sometimes you'll use the bathroom, and maybe you didn't feel you were as hygienic as you could be. And there's a feeling like you're not hygienic. And there might be some odor problems. And so that was another reason why I wanted to get home, you know?
What is he talking about?
Gee, Mr. Armstrong, you didn't wipe thoroughly.
Well, I didn't want to say that.
All right, I understand. We're going to come back after this break, and we're going to start all over again. This is about as lousy an intro to a radio show as I've ever been involved in, as I've ever been a part of. And I've been a part of a lot of crap can intros to radio shows. This one, this breaks all records. This is the worst of any show I've ever heard.
Oh, quit clowning. No, it is not.
I'm not clowning. Yes, it is.
It's on me, Phil.
Yeah, whether it's on you or not, it's on me. We're going to come back here in just a couple of moments. Put him on hold, please. If David Hall calls back, tell him that we are not putting him on the air because guess what? He screamed like a girl, and that right away precludes any return visit to our show.
Yeah, I'm talking right now. Hold on. Mr. Hall, when you want to come on.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Can I talk to him?
Well, Mr. Hall, Mr. Emerson said when you come on, you want like that. Yeah? No, you don't get on.
Let me talk to him.
Shut up, man.
Good, Robert. You handle it.
Yeah. No, you went,
Good. All right, we'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 855-500-7445. We're talking about Syria and whether or not the United States should take the action that is being contemplated, and that is some kind of a missile strike or an airstrike. And we're going to find out why Jack Armstrong and other progressives are very much against this and what's being said about them today in media across this country and across this world. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, 855-500-7445. Hello? You gotta tighten that up, will you, bud?
All right.
Tighten it up. World-famous Phil Henry Show, welcome back here. And we're online at philhenryshow.com as well. If you want a backstage pass, that gets you to our video cast as well as our daily podcast of the show, as well as our classic podcast of the show. We have another couple of classic podcasts that we put up over the Labor Day weekend. One of them is Robert Greene. The other is Ted Bell. They're always worth the wait. And philhenryshow.com also has a large archive of audio of our show, full shows, 5,000 hours. It's just, it goes on and on and on. It's a ridiculous embarrassment of riches at philhenryshow.com. All right. Speaking of an embarrassment of riches, we have with us here Jack Armstrong, who is a blogger for a variety of liberal and progressive publications, joining us here from Minneapolis, where his home is. And now all of that other stuff out of the way, and let's get down to the brass tacks here, Jack, about this resolution that the President of the United States would like to be passed by the combined chambers of our United States Congress, which is the limited use of force against the Syrian government. And there's such a resistance to this among even the president's strongest supporters.
Well, there's going to be, Phil, resistance because of the fact that Barack Obama is the president of the United States. That's fine. That's all well and good. And, you know, we voted for him and we support him. But you're asking the progressive movement of this country, of which I've been a part for a long time, American progressives, to move off philosophically of a very strong point, and that is the intervention militarily in the internal affairs of another country. Now,
all right, but we're not just talking about internal affairs, you know.
Well, hold on for a minute, Phil, because there's a lot to be... Before we start to listen to people say that the people of Syria is being or are being attacked by their own government, I know it's going to be the refrain. I want the people to remember that we don't want Barack Obama to become another George Bush. You know, my little boy was saying to me about George W. Obama, and I thought, well, that's good. I put in my blog, you know, that George W. Obama is going to be voting, wants us to vote to go into Syria.
But it's not the same thing. It's not troops on the ground.
Well, no, it's not now. But I know, look, the American people, if you want to look at the mood of the American people, the mood of the American people is we don't want to go into Syria.
Now, you were distressed by a column written, Dean Wheeler of the Northern California Holistic Center had written a column in which he pointed out something, and that was, and I thought it was a good point.
I know what he said.
Well, hold on, let me tell my audience. He said that liberals in the past were known for fighting fascists. In other words, he brought up the Spanish Civil War as an example of progressives and liberals in this country and elsewhere taking up arms and going to Spain in that instance and battling the fascist forces of Franco to maintain the republic of that had been recently instituted there. And what has happened to that liberal movement?
Well, look, I know Dean Wheeler, he's a man who is mostly involved in the holistic healing in the healing arts, and I said to him, Dean, you know a lot about eucalyptus oil and how to rub, give a rub down to a woman, a matronly lady who's spent a lot of money, and you give her a rub down with eucalyptus oil. It doesn't mean you know about, politics.
Well, isn't that unfair, though, to start castigating what a guy does for a living or starting to minimize or make him seem like some little mealy mouth because he happens to be in holistic healing?
No, it's not at all, because as liberals, of course, we believe in many of the alternative healing arts, but when that guy who is used to, he runs a spa and he's used to giving these old ladies rubdowns, now he wants to tell me about...
Why are you talking about rubdowns?
Because that's what this guy does.
He's talking about the Holistic Center for Healing.
All right. Oh, okay. You mean you're talking about the spa?
I'm sorry. Yes, the spa.
Yeah, he has a spa, doesn't he?
Yeah, he and his wife do, yeah.
Okay. So that's great. You know, you can have your opinion if you want to about Assad and about the gassing of his people, but I think it takes a pretty considerable amount of chutzpah, as they like to say, for you to say, let me take a break from rubbing an old lady down with eucalyptus oil.
Why do you keep repeating that particular phrase?
I think, can I jump in here?
I'd really appreciate if you didn't, Margaret, because every time I come on the show, I wind up to debate you and Mr. Henry. I'd rather that you not.
Well, hold on, Margaret, okay?
Well, I'd like to say something here.
I have no doubt you're going to say something. I don't think there's any way that nobody's going to keep you from saying something. I just want to get out what I want to say.
All right, hold on for a minute. So you're saying, first of all, the eucalyptus oil thing, never mind that. I understand. You're basically saying that you disagree with another progressive on the intervention there in Syria. Let me ask you, let me take up the cause of Dean Wheeler, if I might here, Jack.
All right.
What's wrong with that thinking? When he says that there was a time when liberals went to war against fascists, when liberals picked up guns as private citizens and went to war against fascists, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's changed about progressives and liberals that they no longer want to take on the fascists of the world with weapons?
Well, I mean, you asked me, it's a complicated question because of the fact that now this is a different time and a place. I mean, you know, it's a good question, you know. I'm not necessarily agreeing, you know, with some of the sentiments that have been professed by progressives in the past. But Syria is a socialist country, and that does not mean as a progressive I support every socialist country, but I have to, by philosophy, at least by extension, to give some support for the socialist country, you know.
Socialist? Well, Nazi Germany was socialist. National socialism. That was socialism.
That's the Hitler. No, because...
it was just nationals. It was socialism for Germans.
Yeah, it was blood and soil as a fascist, you know.
No, but it was a socialized form of government. Every single socialist form of government, you're saying you support?
No, I'm not saying that at all, and I think you're wrong about the national... So just because the guy called himself a socialist, if you look at Hitler, I mean, you could be right. I don't know. You could be right, you could be wrong, but I just think right now, if you take it in context of right now, you can't have no socialists that are going to support this action against this guy Assad, because he makes us look like we're a bunch of George Bush-type stooges, you know.
All right, our number is... That's an interesting point. A George Bush-type stooges. So any kind of intervention, you know, that it was President Clinton that ordered airstrikes against the Serbians in their genocidal effort against the Muslim people there, the Bosnian Serbs. So my question again, well, let me give the number here. It's 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. We'll just talk here with Dean Wheeler. Excuse me, we're talking about Jack Armstrong. We got Dean Wheeler on the line here.
Oh, jeez.
And you did not want to talk to him?
No, you know, I'd like to be on this program to be able to say everything that I have in my heart and in my mind and to be able to flush it out of me without it being plugged back up again by...
We did schedule him to be on with you.
I know, but... My mind, Phil, is like a clean flushing toilet when I come on your program. I can get all of the waste out. But Dean Wheeler is like sitting someone down. It's like sitting someone down and dropping another log.
Would you have him watch his language?
All right, we don't need that, Dean, okay?
My name isn't Dean, so, boy, you just drop a log. There, I said it again.
I'm sorry, Jack, we don't need that. Would you please not engage in that kind of imagery? All right, just for the mere fact that it's not anything conducive to family listening.
I'm sorry. Please don't call me Dean.
I will not call you Dean. I apologize for that. That was a ridiculous thing to do. I'm sorry. Please don't use that kind of imagery.
All right, well, please don't call me Dean. See, this is what I mean, though, Phil, because if I come on your program and I'm trying to flush from my mind all of the stupid things that I hear, then Dean Wheeler come on, he's dropping more... He's relieving himself into my mind, you know?
I think you sound really stupid right now, Jack, and I've long admired your writings.
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to the other Jack that's standing behind...
Yes, she's talking to you.
Well, look, it's Monday. I know everybody gets discombobulated. So I don't know if that's what the problem is here.
No, nobody's discombobulated. Everybody knows what they're saying, and everyone is dead on point. We're just not listening to each other is the problem. We're going to bring Dean Wheeler on here. And, Jack, you can talk with him, and you can straighten this out. The point is, fascists were engaged by and were fought by liberals and progressives in this past century, the 20th century, the last 100 years, and it is no more. There is no more engaging of the extreme right-wing, suppressive, and destructive regimes of the world. There is no more engaging of those regimes by the progressive movement of this world. And it seems disturbing, at least to a couple of writers, one of them being Dean Wheeler. We're going to be back here with Jack Armstrong on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445, and online at philhenryshow.com. PhilHenryShow.com with a backstage pass. Watch our live streaming video of our show here tonight. Dean Wheeler is standing by. We're going to have Dean on the line as well from Northern California as we continue talking about the intervention in Syria. Why is it that progressives no longer fight fascists, like toe-to-toe, mano-a-mano, bullet by bullet? We'll be back.
That's baloney. You know, that's the biggest baloney that I ever...
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Jack Armstrong, along with Dean Wheeler, joining us here. We may have educator Vernon Dozier on the line in a moment because we are talking about something that I think is extremely important. And it's not only important in terms of what the country, our country, will do here in its relations with Syria and the greater Middle East as we continue dealing with the Middle East, I think, in a much more heavy-handed way. And I'm not necessarily in disagreement with that. I was a supporter of the war in Iraq and probably will continue to be a supporter of military intervention in the Middle East because I think that that's an important way of, I'm sorry to have to say this, an important way of dealing with that part of the world.
Phil, you know, it almost, and this is Margaret Gray, ladies and gentlemen, may I say something?
Of course.
Because you were saying don't talk.
No, this is a good time for you to jump in. I'm just, when I have Jack on...
I think what he was saying, Margaret... I'm sorry.
Let me explain it. When I am talking to one person, I'll indicate to others who I would like to speak. But yes, now you may speak.
Well, thank you, Phil. I'm simply saying that when you talk about the Middle East, I don't hear you say it, but it's almost as if I'm hearing you say those people over there.
I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that.
And I think it's your mindset.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I didn't say those people over there.
Was it your instinct to say those people?
What difference does it make?
Because I think you're not humanizing them so much as objectifying them. They are of a certain part of the world that has to be dealt with thus and so. Jack, you know what I'm saying?
I do. Phil, that's what we're trying to keep from happening here. We don't want to objectify a part of the world and say there's a bunch of, there's that over there, let's go over there and let's go ahead and drop a bunch of bombs on that. There's that over there, let's go drop a bunch of bombs on that. We want these people to be people, you know.
Well, I don't know how much more human they can be when I see them on the receiving end of gas, which is in violation of an international accord, which the United States is a party to, which the United States is a signatory to, which the United States is seeking to enforce. And the detractors are the ones that are saying, well, you know, we didn't exactly enforce these international accords, A, B, C, D, when we had the chance, so why should we do it? It's this childish schoolyard argument that puts me off quite a bit. Dean Wheeler on the line here from Northern California. Get Dean on the line. Dean, you've been listening to Jack, and he's been critical of your assessment. You were the one that wrote the blog for the International. You said that there was a time when... liberals fought fascists, when progressives fought fascists, why are they not doing it now?
Well, Phil, I think why they're not doing it now is because they are intimidated from doing it. There is peer pressure. When I saw recently a Humphrey Bogart movie, and it was the movie called, and if you've seen it, you know the one that I'm talking about. It's the one with Peter Lorre. And it's very well known in the gambling casino. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Casablanca.
No, it's not Casablanca. It's with Peter Lorre.
Maltese Falcon.
No. It does have Sidney Greenstream. It has Sidney Greenstream.
Sidney Greenstreet.
Hey, look, Dean, this is Jack. What's your point? Hold on, Jack, and I'll get to you in just a second. I know you had a full half hour here. I know, but what is your point? You're talking about Sidney Greenstream. It's not Sidney Greenstream.
Sidney Greenstreet. What's the point?
Well, excuse me for breathing. My point was that in the film, he plays a guy that fought in the Spanish Civil War. And he plays a liberal who went over and fought in the Spanish Civil War.
Yeah, that was Casablanca.
It was Casablanca, Dean.
No, it was not Casablanca. Well, then what movie are you talking about? I don't know. I'm trying to remember. I would agree with Phil and agree with Mark. It sounds like a Casablanca to me. What was the other one you mentioned, Phil?
I'm not going to get bogged down in remembering a Humphrey Bogart movie. The point is, I remember the character. I remember the character saying that, you know, I fought in the... Was it Key Largo?
I fought in Key Largo. No, he's asking the movie Key Largo.
Was the movie Key Largo?
I don't even know that. I don't even know what you're talking about there. No, it wasn't.
Because in that film, he was a war veteran as well. The point that you're making is what? That there were guys that fought against the fascists.
There were, Phil. There were progressives and liberals that fought against the fascists. It was a great time to be a progressive and liberal. And when I see that, I feel small. I feel like I'm less of a man. I don't think progressives equip themselves as men. When you see those images, when you hear those stories of taking up arms against repressive fascist regimes, and when I see that, and when I hear about that, I'm embarrassed to be around my woman. I'm embarrassed to be around children. I'm embarrassed to be around anybody because I don't feel that I measure up to anything.
All right, there is Dean Wheeler. What do you think of that, Jack?
Well, look, I don't have time to be all petty and to be a little tiny kid and talk about manhood. You talk about the days back when they used to fight the fascists in Spain. That's a long time ago, my friend. And today we're talking about a very different thing indeed. We're talking about the need for progressives now to help America see that this interventionism is wrong for this country, that there's too much to be done in this country here. And
let me ask you a question here, Dean. Or excuse me, Jack. I'm sorry, okay?
That's the fourth time you've called me this imbecile's name, okay?
What are you talking about, imbecile?
He's called me Dean about four times.
All right, well, a mistake's happened.
What did they go with? They call you Jack?
I apologized, and that's enough.
Would you please call him Jack? Would you do me that much?
No, I will not. I'm asking the question. Now I forgot what the question was.
Well, that figures, you know. Let me jump in. I've got a point I want to make, Phil. The progressives of this country are doing a great... I think we did a great thing by putting Barack Obama in office. I think we've done a great thing by enforcing the argument in favor of health care and just putting it on the table. I think we've done a great thing by bringing the subject of race relations back to the front of the stove, so to speak, to the front burner, so to speak, off of the back griddle and put it on the front. I don't know if it was on a griddle or anything, but it was on the back burner, you know.
Yes, the term is back burner, not back griddle.
Well, I understand that. So,
We're not going to get bogged down in that, are we?
No, but I just looked it up. It is griddle.
That ain't griddle. It's back burner. Go ahead.
Yeah, all right. Fine. You say whatever you want. I thought it was griddle. But bringing the argument forward...
You're going to talk about a griddle?
Will you never mind and just say what it is that's being brought to the front burner, please?
What's being brought to the front burner is race relations. It's the idea of health care for all. It's the idea of treating labor better. It's the idea of making sure that capital is working efficiently. Because capital is what our business in this country is all about. It's capitalism. Those are things that I think are good. I think the negative, though, is when we sit and we see what's going on in Syria, and suddenly, as my wife Emeralda said the other night, and I had nothing to say to her. She was looking at the television and the Syria news, and she looked back at me, and she said, "Do you feel as if your testicles are being drawn back up into your body?" And I said, "No, I don't. Why would you say that?" She said, "Because you should look at what is going on over in Syria and look at how progressives used to fight fascists, and you sit there as your manhood is being drawn back up into your body as if you're regressing to the physical level of a three-year-old, and you don't hear."
I want to comment on that. May I comment on that, Phil?
Go ahead.
I don't know. I don't want to comment on your marriage or your wife or anything, but if my wife said to me that I looked like my testicles was being sucked back up into my body,
I'd feel hurt. I'd feel real. I would say to her, what do you mean by that? You know?
Well, I mean, what she meant by that is we didn't look like we were men.
Well, the only thing that doesn't make us look like men is you come on this program tonight, Dean, and you're going, you're very mealy-mouthed about it, you know?
I'm what?
I said you're very mealy-mouthed about it.
I didn't understand what he said, Phil. What did he say?
Mealy-mouthed.
Mealy-mouthed. You're mealy-mouthed.
Mealy-mouthed? What is that? Is that, you mean the Disney character?
What Disney character you talk about?
Mealy-mouthed. M-E-A-L-Y.
Oh, I'm so sorry. All right, Mealy Mouse. I thought you were saying Minnie Mouse.
Minnie Mouse? You know, Dean, you can write a good blog and you can make all kind of points that you want to make, but at the end of the day, if you're mentally deficient, if you got something wrong with you, there's nothing I can do about it. And I'm going to tell you this right now. If you want to say that I'm not a man because I won't fight against Assad and pick up weapons like they did against the Spanish Civil War, that's your business. But let me tell you something, my friend. It's a different day and a different age today. It's not the way that it used to be. It's different, and we have to attack these problems in a different way.
I'm just saying, you know, when we saw that movie, and I can't remember the name of it right now.
I'm telling you right now, it's called Casablanca.
Casablanca. You never heard of that film?
Yes, I've heard of Casablanca. I know that movie. This is a movie where Peter Lorre gets killed by the French authorities as he's stealing some letters of transit.
Casablanca, man.
Well, Phil is right. It's Casablanca, but you're acting like a real... I don't think that's the movie.
And in that movie, Humphrey Bogart plays a guy that owns the Rick's Cafe, and he used to be a freedom fighter in Spain, and he fought against the fascists, and he gives that speech at the end about the problems don't amount to a hill of beans, right?
Right, yeah, and he's talking to he's talking to some Swede.
Ingrid Bergman.
Well, I don't know who it was. She's very, very attractive, except I didn't like her teeth. You know who I mean, Emeralda? Yeah.
Didn't like her teeth. I got to take a break, okay?
Well, all right, Phil.
All right, hold the line. That guy is, you know...
What's wrong with him?
What do you mean, what's wrong with him? He's one of your best friends.
He's not a best friend. He's someone that I'm conversant with.
Well, he sounds like he's way out there tonight, even further out than he usually is. Now, that's a guy that's got a history of heroin abuse, arrest for domestic violence. He's spent time in jail, and he spent time as a federal fugitive. So he can have all of the Northern California holistic healing centers and aromatherapy and given fat old ladies rubdowns with eucalyptus oil. Oh, man.
Get, you don't call up the cops.
I'm not going to call up the cops. I'm just saying there's something off about that cat. That's all I'm saying. It's the Phil Henry Show here, 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. We'll be back as we continue discussing Syrian intervention, whether we should, whether we shouldn't, you know, and whatever, man. World famous Phil Henry Show. It's the Phil Henry Show, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. By the way, thank you for the call from Sacramento during the break. We are on in Sacramento now, one of our new affiliates, KSTE. Fantastic to be with you guys. And more to follow, the world-famous Phil Henry Show here at 855-500-7445 and online at philhenryshow.com. On the line with me is Jack Armstrong, along with Dean Wheeler, and we're going to bring on educator Vernon Dozier here in a second. And Margaret, you wanted to sort of lend a couple of you know thoughts in on this, and I would say as a liberal, I think your opinion is going to be important as well. What do you think about the idea of intervention in Syria, and what do you think about this comparison between today's progressives and the progressives of the 30s, who took up arms in conflicts like the Spanish Civil War?
Well, I think I agree with Jack that it is a different time and a different place. I agree with Jack that we have to be a little more mindful of the current situation as opposed to what it was in the 30s. Yes, there was fascism in the 30s. There was a brutal fascism that was threatening the entire world, primarily motivated by Adolf Hitler. So I think that your points are very well made, Jack, against Dean. Dean, I like your blog, but I think it's wrong to write a blog about armed intervention because your wife made a comment about some sort of juvenile comment about whether your testicles have dropped yet. I don't think that that's a very good way of looking at this. And so, again, I would say that you had a very good point there, Jack, in your opening series of comments.
You know, I appreciate that very much, Margaret, but I want to quote the wolf in the movie Pulp Fiction. Let's not start passing out the BJs just yet, okay?
Excuse me?
No, I was quoting the wolf.
Don't use a crude term. I'm trying to get our guests away.
You remember the wolf? Are you kidding me or something? The Pulp Fiction movie, let's not start passing out the mouth jobs just yet.
I'm not passing out any such thing. I am making a point of compliment to you.
I think that's insulting.
No, it's not. No, I'm not trying to insult her. Let's just everybody keep their feet on the ground, and let's not start daisy-chaining it. Oh, boy, you know, I don't mind. She should be offended by that, and I think you just lost all your points with Miss Gray.
No, he did not lose all of his points with me, no. I'm not that much of a prude. He's quoting the Harvey Keitel characters. Let's not start passing out the, you know.
All right, well, how would you put it then?
Well, let's not start passing out the...
Oh, my God, you say you're going to mumble like... Yeah, that's what she did. She mumbled as if she had...
All right. I mean, can we take this any further into the sewer? Oh, boy.
What are you talking about in the sewer? I'm trying to clean it up.
Well, cleaning up a line like, let's not start passing out the mouth jobs or whatever he said by saying,
I am approximating the sound of a woman. Never mind.
Yeah, you noticed I ain't said nothing.
Yeah, I noticed. I noticed how much it felt good in here that both of you guys have been keeping your mouth shut.
Yeah, well, I'm going to keep my mouth shut now. But that lady come on and talk about mumbling and everything.
I'm trying to clean. You two are the ones.
Look, don't blame them. And you're the guy that started it, Jack. I was about to call you Dean.
You call me Dean? Why not? You've been insulting me through the hour. Call me Dean. All I tried to say was, if she's going to compliment me, and I appreciate her to compliment me, let's not start please.
So I cleaned it up. Let's not start passing out the...
Oh, yeah. Are you Congo?
Just yet.
And how is that more grown up?
Because I'm not vocalizing a crude, rude term.
Oh, boy. I will tell you right now, Phil, I think to say BJ is far more adult than to say you're rude. You know?
All right. I think we've made this asinine point long enough, and we've gotten once again further astray of the... She was complimenting you.
Well, I...
Were you going to say it's an obvious mistake?
When he called you he, I'm Margaret, you're a beautiful woman, but you do tend to sound a little masculine. I don't, and that's that turns on a lot of guys, you know, because they like a woman who has the testosterone.
Testosterone?
Yeah. Why is everything a question with you?
Because I'm incredulous as to this conversation. May I be allowed to leave the studio? No, I'm not going to the toilet. I'm going to go outside and smoke. I'm going to go out and smoke. I bought a box of cigars tonight. And I'd like to smoke one. Does that make me butch?
Well, I just got done with saying about...
Testosterone. I bought a box of Roitan.
Go ahead and have one.
No, it doesn't. Women are smoking cigars now.
Well, women were smoking cigars about 5-6 years ago. I don't know if they're still...
Oh, is that right? Well...
Do whatever you need to do.
Roitan? God almighty. If we talk about a want to boil your guts loose, that'll do it.
All right, Dean Wheeler, along with Jack Armstrong. Vernon Dozier is going to join us now from Glendale, California, on the notion of progressives and whether or not progressives are excuse me, reflective of a strong internationalist sentiment that at one time prevailed. Obviously not, Vernon. Obviously today progressives, at least in this country, are isolationists.
I'm a conservative. There's nobody that I know that's more conservative than me. All right, I am way to the right, and that doesn't make me Adolf Hitler. I'm saying I'm way to the right on issues that Americans, you know, are debating with the brain that can be, that the brain, the maximization of our brain, Okay, I'm way, way. Who's at the carnival, by the way? Is there someone at a carnival?
You are.
Oh, you're right, Phil. I'm sorry. I heard a restaurant.
You got to get the people on the same page to be on your program.
I'm on the same page, my man.
Yeah, you don't even know you're at a carnival, huh?
Hey, why don't you get up close to the phone? Let's you and me get close. Let's talk, okay, Mr. Progressive?
Yeah, you want to get close to me, huh?
Not in the way that you'd like to, but I want to ask you something.
Okay.
I want to ask you something. I heard this gentleman, Mr. Wheeler. You there, Mr. Wheeler?
Team Wheeler here, yeah.
I heard this gentleman say that there was a time when progressives would go to war against the fascists, and I have not heard you give one decent explanation as to why it is that they don't do that anymore.
The reason why I'm not going to give explanation is because the hour is over. There's only 1 minute left.
How the hell does this gay blade...
All right, we do have to go, and the name-calling has got to end, so thank you very much, Vernon. I wish we had more time.
I just came on your lousy show.
And I apologize, folks, but we do have to break off our discussion of this. We may continue it at another time. Who knows? Who can be sure? Who can tell in these changing times? Sorry. I don't know why it is we didn't... why didn't we get the heads up on that?
I don't know. Said you want to talk about it.
All right, we'll be right back here, folks, with more news from the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. We have Don Berman to update us on a couple of things. It's the Phil Henry Show, back in a few minutes here.